So we're starting from Chavei Zimun Aleph, from Omar Abaya, Loishanu. It's around 10 lines down. First we're on line is Mechamasa, Omar Abaya. Okay? So just to backtrack a little bit, Shmuel told us the case of Midovelis is it looks something like this. Okay, you have Schach, which is at different heights. So if you look at each level of Schach separately in its own right, right, just take a peek at your Schach here, Exhibit A. This Schach has a lot of gaps. If you look just at level A, your sukkah will be puzzled. If you combine level A and level B, then you have sufficient schach. Okay? So according to Shmuel, the chiddush, the novel point that the Mishnah is teaching us is that you're allowed to combine levels of schach. You're allowed to have a combined roof. Okay? That is the chiddush of sukkah and medulas. Everyone so with us so far? Okay, now the question you want to know, obviously, is what's bothering you? Shuk Shmuel comes, tells you halacha. You can combine two levels of schach. What do you want to know? What's the first question you'll ask Shmuel?
The shade over the chama.
Okay, good. So let's say together we'll have more shade than sun. Any other questions you have for Shmuel? Okay, speak your mind. Shmuel's here. You can talk to him. What are you thinking?
Good man.
Is there any limit to how far apart they could be?
3 tefachim.
So you're machmir. Okay, good. So is that good? But that's the question on the table, obviously, right?
Well, obviously, if the sun is just coming up.
Well, that's a good point, right? I mean, the sun
depends on the angle.
Depends on the angle for sure. But is there a limit to how far apart the schach could be to still compare? Or if you literally just have a sukkah here with schach, and then 100 feet above, you have another layer of schach somewhere. You're like, oh, look, this is really great.
It's not gonna
work. So how close can it be to be combined? What are you saying? So Grisha says three tefachim. What are you saying? Where does three tefachim come from?
It's from the
Gemara. Okay, fine. Amar Abaya. Okay, everyone see it. Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya. Fingers in the place, boys. Let's go. Everyone with us? Amar Abaya. Loi Shana. We did not teach Ella. Only She'ain. That there is not Bain. Zelazat. Between this one and that one. Shloisha Tvachim. Three Tvachim.
I have a question.
Second. Avo Yesh. Avo. However, if there is Bain between Zelazat, this to that. Gimel Tvachim. You are puzzle. Period. Okay? At that point, you can no longer combine. Why? Because you know in Shas, there's a concept called Lovud. Lovud means like this. If I want to make a wall, okay? This is where the little maggot house come out. Okay? This is a whole new level, guys. Right? So I want to make a perimeter. Okay?
It's less than a tefach. I don't get
closer. All right. Guys, seriously.
Hey, mental scale.
What the Kaddish is? What the Kaddish is over here?
The question, while you're doing this question, why are they using Hebrew shlosh as opposed to Aramaic tray?
Fast, you mean? Fast, yeah. Good question. Yeah, true, good question.
It's not
Mishnah,
it's Gemara.
Gemara, it's true. Okay, get this, So, we got this. We have a wall, okay? Now, I need three solid walls for my sucker, okay? But I have a gap here. Okay, does that work as a wall or is it solid? So, assuming this is less than three tefachim, which it is, then we consider it solid. That's why we said a railing of a porch that can count as a sukkah wall, because it's within three tefachim, you have solids. So since it's within three tefachim, it counts as a solid. Now, have you ever noticed, I may have a canvas sukkah?
I have a canvas.
Okay, so you notice they have these ropes on the bottom? How far apart are the ropes? Within three tefachim, right? So because you're trying to get a solid wall as something strong, so using ropes to make a wall through love it, okay? So whenever we have a gap of less than three tefachim, we fill it up, so to speak, and we see it as solid. That's a halacha l'maisha misinai. It's not like a logic or anything. Again, it could be it makes sense, but there's a certain margin of error, let's call it, which we say halacha misinai, love it. Okay, within three tefachim, we're fine. So it says Rabbaya that if you want to combine two levels of schach, within three tefachim, that makes sense. More than three tefachim apart, I can't combine it. Everyone with us?
Yes. Apart or separate?
Separate.
Vertical separation.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So now, obviously, Rava does not agree. I'm a Rava. Says Rava. Everyone with us?
Yes.
Call and say now. Okay. I'm a Rava.
Wait,
I'm a Rava. I'm a Rava.
Okay, I'm a Rava, yeah.
I feel yesh pain zeh la zeh. Even if there is between this and this, shlosh tefachim titachim, nami, also loy amran, we didn't say, meaning it's not a problem. Ella, rather, she'ein begagoy tafach. That the roof does not have a tafach of width.
The gagoy is width?
The gagoy is the roof.
The roof.
Means this piece of roofing does not have a tafach of width.
So the thing itself should not be more than a tefach.
I mean, you're right. A second. Avo yesh begagi tefach. If this piece itself is a tefach wide, kshera, it's kosher. Meaning, even though it's more than two tefachim apart, if this piece itself has a tefach, then it's kosher.
That's a big piece.
The tefach is this big. So a palm branch is usually more than a tefach.
It's a 2x3.
Yeah. Okay?
Oh, well, maybe, whatever.
So.
But you need to have at least enough space between, right, to see up.
Oh, good point.
So what are you saying?
Well, that guy's the first. Why? Because we say chavit rami. Chavit means throw down, bend, and rami means throw down. It's another halacha of Zina called chavit rami. Hashpel v'shlach.
What does it mean?
Chavit means send it down. Chavit means bend it down. V'rami and throw it down. Bend and throw it down. Okay, now, this is some pretty hefty halakha mashma zinas here. This is where Chaim Soloveitchik and others get to work, hearing up these halakha mashma zinas. We're going to try to at least get the basic havana of what's going on here, okay?
I understand. So Abaya says...
Let's get back to the picture.
Bend and throw down.
Abaya says this. Don't mind this. It's very manly, okay? All right.
No.
Okay.
We haven't gotten to the pink ones.
Yeah, the pink ones are coming out last. Okay. So, again, Abaya said, you want to combine these two levels of schach? You got laws, there's rules. You can't just combine whatever you want. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to use schach. This schach looks like nothing. It's a few pieces, but let me use a schach from my neighbor upstairs and combine. It doesn't work like that. Within three tefachim, you can combine. More than three tefachim, no go.
Right.
Says Rava, no. It's not so true. When you have a solid roof that's more than a tefach wide, okay.
Yes, when zelazesh loshet
it sounds
like.
We do not teach that it works. Ella only she'ain bein zelazesh loshet tefachim. Well, there is not between them three tefachim. Aval yesh bein zelazesh loshet tefachim. If there is three tefachim between them, then possible. It's possible.
What are you reading there?
I'm just in the Gemara.
Sabaya.
Yeah. Amar Rava, Rava says no. Afilu, even yesh bein zeh lo zeh, shoshet tvachim. Even if there are three tvachim between them, right?
Or more.
Right. Nami loy amran, we also did not say, Ella sh'ein begagai tavach, when there is no tavach. Now, loy amran here means what you, Abaya, said. Right, what you said, that it's not going to work, is only going to be when the three tefachim apart, and they're not wide. If they're wide, then they get to travel further. Okay, for now, we're taking this purely as just fact. Okay, we're going to try to get the logic behind it in a second, or more than a second, but let's get the facts. Okay, so Abaya and Rava are fighting like this. If, let's say, now the pink comes out, okay? If I have a fat piece of roof, okay? So then, maybe I can combine it, I can travel it, so to speak, more than three tefachim. When it was thin roofs, then Rava agreed that you only get three tefachim to see combination. Okay. When the pieces you're working with are wider, then your margins are bigger. You can go even a greater distance. Okay? Why? We'll have to see in a second. The simple reason why is because once something has a tefach width, what does that give it in halakhic status? What do we say the minimum? Exactly. What is the minimum shear of an aisle? A tefach by a tefach. In Hilchas Shabbos, in Hilchas everything, a tefach is already the minimum shear for a shelter. One second, four problems. Four. Let's get the good stuff for a second. Okay? So, this time we said three tefachim to travel, to combine stuff, that's in regular pieces of wood. You try to make solid walls. When it comes to roofs, Rava says, there's a halacha mashzina, you can combine roofs even from a distance more than three tefachim, but they have to have a status of a roof. And that is if they're tefach wide. Okay, what's your problem?
It's a sukkah.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to see up. If you have something, a tefach or
see
larger,
up what? See up what?
See the stars above.
Okay, so we'll get there.
If you're under that part, that's a
hold
tefach
that.
Wide.
Okay, hold it. Well, again.
You can't see up.
Okay, but honestly, again. Let's hold that thought, because we're going to get that's the end of the Mishnah, seeing stars. But at the end of the day, for now, that the empty stars does not make a sukkah puzzle. It's not, you're supposed to do it like a tchila, But you don't have it doesn't make a pasul. But in general, the thing we're talking about could be a piece of branch, which you can see through it, right? It's a palm branch.
I was already told if you have a 2x4 above you, you're not supposed to sit right on it.
Yes, sure. 2x4 is pasul for skaka. We'll get there. We'll get there. That's a good point.
It's
because
it's tuma.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a 2x4 and a piece of something that's a...
Well, again, it's a palm branch. A 2x4 is already made into a certain amount. It's made into a board. Look.
We're talking about boards here. You're not talking about
palm branches.
I'm
talking about palm branches.
Palm branches.
Palm branches. Bamboo sticks. Fat bamboo.
Pink
bamboo.
Fat bamboo. That's
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
It's the same as a 2x4.
Unrolled.
We'll get there. Let's hold this thought. They're not the same. Trust me for this. Look, you guys. I'm happy to discuss it afterwards. Let's just try to keep what we have for now. Okay. Okay. So, everyone, so guard go with the facts. Rava is telling you, if it's wider than a tevach, you can go more than 3 tevachim distance. Right. Now, Rava says, I'll prove it to you.
What causes this disagreement? With Rava and
Abaye. Well, I'll see you in a second.
Okay.
So Rava says, Rava's not coming from nowhere. Rava's getting some gains from somewhere. Okay. So Amar Rava. Okay, everyone got the reading till now? Mm-hmm. Amar Rava. Rava says, Mina Amina La. From where do I say this? Mina, from where? Amina? Do I know this? La. Dechi is bay, that when there is to it, Tefach, a tefach of width. Amrino, we say, chavit, bend the rummy and throw it down. Vichi, less bay, and when there is not to it, loy amrino, chavit rummy. We do not say chavit rummy. How do I get this?
Here we go back.
To bend it and throw it down.
It basically means that you can combine. You can see this, although this is actually physically here, I can see it down here. I can kind of bend it and cast it down.
You mean with your eyes, looking at it?
Yeah, in muskel, as you say, in halachic vision. Yeah, okay?
Imaginary.
Nope, in conceptual.
Right. So mana amina means?
Mina amina, from where do I say this? Where do I know this, right? Where am I saying this from? Okay, when Rava came up and says this rule, a dry fact. Trust me, guys. If it's got a tefach, you can put it down. If it doesn't have a tefach, it's got to be within 3. Where do you get this from? Or I made this up out of thin air? So Rava, no, I didn't make this up out of thin air. I'll tell you where I got it from. Okay, everyone good to reading until now?
Yeah.
Is you good? Ish? Okay. Ish. Okay. So, do you want to stop here or do we quickly go? Yeah. Further.
You didn't
finish the sentence. Well, it's going to be a long
Mishnah.
There is, bay in it, tefach, a tefach, a hand's breadth.
So,
is there bay in it, tefach, tefach. Okay. We're going to start the Mishnah. I don't know if we'll finish it, okay? It's a long Mishnah. You guys are going to be pros at you'll see in a second.
No,
it's going to come in a second. Next line. We're about to get that's not the Tanan is a quote.
Wait, no Mishnah.
Then, okay, we'll see in a second. Yeah, you everyone with me? You good to know?
Oh, not the Mishnah.
Not the Mishnah. A Mishnah. We're bringing a Mishnah from all this. Okay, the Tanan. It's taught in the Mishnah. Okay?
Hold on.
Okay. So if it in it, okay, there is in it Tefach Amrin. It can go,
right?
Rami,
and no,
late is law,
law? Yeah, there's none. Let me know in the chav job.
That's
not. Okay, everyone with us?
Yes.
That's not. Told the Mishnah. Koyres habayis va'aliyah. She'ein aleyem. Let's stop. Okay, basically this. In the olden days, okay, in the good old days, when they used to build houses, how did they build houses? Anybody know? Where might bread go? Give me my props. Where did they go?
They
had right in front of you, son.
I need more. Okay. So, how did they build? Okay? Speaking of the Bedouins, yeah? Okay, so you wanted to know, let's see if it sticks. Oh, hopefully it should stick. Okay, you wanted to build a two-story dome home in the ancient times. Can you see through? You're good? Okay. So, how did you, it doesn't help that you can't see. Okay. So, how did you build roofs in the olden days? Okay? Very simple.
Domes.
This is a dome, that's true. But this is not domes, they're more flat roofs. Domes, yeah. Okay. So, this. So, just very basic. You would take koyreis, which are wide beams, like literally like posts, beams. Lay them across this direction, let's say one direction, okay, with a decent sized gap. Then you would take nisarim, which are thin pieces, okay, and lay them like this, okay, all the way across, right? Kind of similar to the way we build our sukkahs and guys. You put a couple 2x4s this way, and you lay the schach along the other direction, right?
Okay.
Then you take a maziva. Okay, so clayrays are the big beams. Nisarim, we're not going to mention the Gemara, but they're the little pieces of wood that go across this way. anything a maziva. A maziva, always on Shas, is basically tar, pitch, dirt, everything else to seal the roof. Okay? Now, if you had a two-story house, so you would have, you would first lay the kairis, the big beams, as part of the foundation, and then you would go, right, and do the same for the second floor, right? You lay some more kairis on top, right? Mm-hmm. And then you start to do the roofing later, okay? So you have this house under construction, two-story house, it's under construction, okay? It's got these big beams across it, but it's very obviously lots of gaps. Okay, then a dead guy, one of the construction workers, overeats at McDonald's, has a heart attack, and dies. Okay? In the home. Okay? This is him. Okay. Now, he wasn't so skinny, but yeah. Okay, so now, the question is like this. Where does the tumma spread? Okay? Because no, if this thing was completely solid, then it's a regular roof.
Right.
Tumma spreads throughout the house, life's happy. This is a perfect place. Oh, Gavaldic. Okay? So some piece of that thing dies underneath one of these poles, right? Okay. So now, how does the tumma work? Okay. So let's read the Mishnah. Kairis abayis. If you have a kairis of abayis, v'aliyah, and of the second floor, she'ein aleya maziva. There is no full roof yet. There's no maziva yet. Okay. Maziva is the roofing.
Okay? Is maziva the roofing between first and second, or second and
the? Maziva just means the sealed, like the actual stuff, the sealant. Yeah. Okay. Vehein mechuvanais. What does mechuvim? What does mechuvim mean? What is
aligned? Close?
Aligned, exactly. Kavana is intention. So mechuvanais means you intentionally align them. Okay, so now your poles are exactly aligned. Okay, so tuma tachas achas mehen. What?
The grisha works.
Let's go. That's right. Okay, we're gonna stop very soon. Okay.
These are hard words.
Yeah, let's go. Tuma, tachas, achas, mehen. If you got tuma under one of these posts, okay, what's halacha?
It hits the post and stops.
Oh, bein hatachtoina le'el yoina. Second, tuma, tachas, achas, mehen. If there's tuma under one of these posts, tachta tame. Only directly under this post is tame. So this post counts as a roof for itself. So anything under this post gets tame. Above it, on the side of it, is totally tar. Tuma doesn't spread, right? Because there's only one tefach of roof above me, and that's it. Okay? Everyone good so far?
What if the body's here?
Next case.
What if,
Next case.
Bane.
Okay. Bane hatachtayna la yayna. If he died on the post. Okay. Bainehen tame. Anything within here is tame. Agabe ha yayna. Keneged. Sorry. Again. Bainehen tame. In between them is tame, nowhere else. Right? Because this is a contained.
He died on the post?
Died on the post. Or a piece of dead person landed here. Okay, we're not gonna get too gory, yeah? Okay, so tumma's here, yeah? It doesn't go out, okay? Hayu, sorry. Agabe hal yayna. Let's finish. No, I'll stop.
Can it go down the tumma?
Oh, so again,
if he's on the second floor, then
no, so this blocks it. It blocks it. If it's oil, it blocks it.
It means, but it
oil is contained up and down.
Can walk underneath?
Yes, oil is contained up and down.
Does it mean that the source of tumma is it needs to be narrower than the beam?
Well, again, I mean, if it's a big body and sticking out past the beam, then whoever walks directly under the body gets nailed. Where here, if you walk under any part of the beam, you get nailed, right? Because the tumma is spreading through an oil.
It does?
Yeah, meaning the tefach counts as, this whole piece counts as one tent.
Okay.
So if you're under any part of this and there's a dead thing here,
that blocks the top.
But it transfers it also. We're under the same roof. We're under the same shelter.
Fine.
But also blocks above it, yeah.
But blocks above it.
And below it.
If something dies on it.
On top of it, then I'm fine.
It doesn't go down.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay.
Good. Agabe al yayin, that's the last case. Agabe al yayin, it's on top of the top one over here.
Right.
Kenegda ad l'rakia is tame. Up till the sky is tame.
What's kenegda in this case?
Opposite it. Kenegda. Okay?
Tame. It's not through the sky, but okay.
That's in
braces. That's right. Okay. All right.
I believe that it was made out of a firmament.